This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Today's special report is brought to you by the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, i.e. we are free to speak as we will with our thoughts, and that's what we got, lots of thoughts, lots of things going on as usual with the facts and the information. We get started. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen is here, Jennifer is somewhere. We're trying to figure out what's wrong, the connection. This is the most difficult radio program to produce, and perhaps is, in terms of us being everywhere, there are connections galore, so sometimes they work better than others. Our connection is strong to New York City, where Victoria is, so let's have some trending items, Victoria.
All right. Well, I think the biggest trending item, obviously, is the meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore, which happened at 9 p.m. Eastern time last night, and that was 9 a.m. Local time this morning. And so some little things along the way, President Trump announced right before the talks began that Larry Kudlow had suffered a heart attack, so he is in the hospital. So that's one other developing
story. Over there? Or is he here?
It was unclear. I thought he was supposed to be over there with him, but he may have been here. So it was a statement that President Trump made to the press that was sort of almost in passing. And so we'll follow up on that and, of course, hope that he is going to be okay. And then for the actual meeting itself, it was a four-hour discussion followed by a joint press conference. And then after it started with a joint press conference, then it had a four-hour discussion. And then after that, President Trump met with reporters and took some questions. But Kim Jong-un did not. He left the area at that point. So it looks like from everything that we can gather so far, these are very vague terms. This is not the typical language that we had have heard from President Trump on the things that he wanted to accomplish from the meeting. He came out all smiles, though, said that things looked really good. He was very confident. He said his exact words where he trusts Kim Jong-un, which is a big endorsement. And so the four main points that they have outlined, and they signed a two-page document before the summit was over, essentially, so bullet point number one, the United States and North Korea commit to establish new relations in accordance with the desire of the peoples of two countries for peace and prosperity. The United States and North Korea will join their efforts to build a lasting and stable peace regime on the Korean Peninsula. And number three was reaffirming the April 27th, 2018, declaration, North Korea commits to work towards complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. There were also no plans or timeline outlined on that one. Not exactly sure yet what's going to happen with that. It seems to be that Kim Jong-un is, he wanted some of the U.S. and South Korean military drills to cease in the North Korea area, and so until that happens, he is not willing to denuclearize completely, so it seems like that's up for negotiation going forward. The U.S. and North Korea committed to recovering POW and MIA remains, including the immediate repatriation of those already identified. That was the fourth sticking point there for the document that they signed.
Meaning the people killed in the Korean War.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so if the remains are there still, doesn't that seem like that's kind of a...
I would say that would be a...
That's quite an undertaking.
Well, yeah. And, yeah.
I didn't even mean to say it that way.
It'll be sort of symbolic, I would think. That's a symbolic thing.
Yeah.
I noticed that Kim Jong-un brought his own toilet to the
That,
summit.
To me, is like the funniest story to come out of all of this. Right. Homeboy travels with his own toilet. That's hilarious. He's like Barbara Streisand.
Yeah. Well.
She travels with her own toilet seat, in case no one got that joke.
I didn't know that. I didn't, really?
Yes.
Is it gold? Yeah. What is it?
I don't know if it's gold, but she travels with it.
Yeah. So he did the same thing that we do. They had decoy planes as well. Kim Jong-un and we have two Air Force Ones, and nobody ever knows which one the president is in. Kim Jong-un taking a lesson there. I don't know what kind of planes they're flying around in, but he didn't have that far to go anyway. But in the plane was his own toilet. People started getting unloaded, apparently. The supreme leader, I'm guessing that one of the things that could happen if he were to really sell his soul, but I believe at this point anything is possible. And I think this guy could be had for a buck. That is, if you put him up someplace in a palace and protect him, I believe that he and his family, you could give him X number of dollars and have them live happily ever after. They could put the country back together again. I think it would be that simple, frankly.
Do you think it could ever be one Korea again?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Put the country back together again. Dispatch this guy. Send him someplace. Tell him that his family will be taken care of for eternity, and they can live someplace.
Oh, so you think he'd walk away from the power and everything?
Yep, I do. Huh. I think that there's no reason, really. He's been neutered, in essence. So anyway, he brought his own pens and paper to the meeting as well. And his staff wiped off anything he touched so he wouldn't leave fingerprints. There you go.
That's and just weird.
Yeah, well, he's a weird guy. And there's all kinds of, you know, he's been brought up to be very careful, very suspicious. And so there's nothing that changes about that. But if you put him someplace and have him enjoy life, he's enough of an egotist. I bet you that would work. So what? There are all kinds of things that are flying around from the rumor mill. But I think that that's, I bet you it's on the board. I bet somebody suggested that. Speaking of relationships, President Putin and Russia, a couple of different things going on here, Victoria. Treasury Department imposing fresh sanctions on five different Russian entities and three people, a firm that is controlled by the Federal Security Service, which means it's controlled by Putin. The latest step comes in response to cyber attacks here again, including the Pichai? I never pronounced that right. Not the cyber attack. I don't know. We don't have to know what the name is. Yeah. So there's that. And then Putin said that he, when he heard about some of the sanctions, but the day before that, Trump had said that we were overdue for a summit with Putin. And so Putin says he would welcome the president with open arms. He's prepared to meet the American president as soon as possible to strengthen our ties. As soon as the American side is ready, this meeting would take place depending on my working schedule, says Putin. So how about that? He was in China when he said that. I guess Trump said that he would consider that meeting, any kind of meeting like that, helpful. Trump actually opened the door. This is the yin and the yang of how they do things. And this is why everybody's always on their toes when it has to do with Trump. Because here, the day before the sanctions were announced, the G7 meeting was told that the United States would like to have Russia back in. Remember, they were tossed out in 2014 because of Crimea?
Right.
And so the Russians say...
This is very confusing to me. Why does Trump want him back in this?
Into G7?
Yeah, he wants it to be the G8. Like, why does he want Russia back in this?
You're asking the wrong guy.
You can be cynical on one hand, and I don't know the answer to this. I really don't, but... You know, you could be cynical and say, oh, well, it's because he wants to make sure that Trump Hotel gets built in Moscow. Okay, maybe there's a possibility there. And maybe that's why he's also being extra nice to China, because, you know, he's got lots of licensing deals in China, too.
Yeah.
But beyond that, what would be the motivation to having Putin back in that group? When the rest of the group say, hello, we got rid of him for a reason. You know, I just don't understand it.
Well, there are a lot of people who don't understand a lot of things when it comes to this. Nobody understood what went on when the president took a shot at Justin Trudeau. They were supposedly friends, like he is with the president of France. Larry Kudlow, before he had him, just nosing around to see what Larry Kudlow's been up to the last couple of days.
Walter Reed, by the way.
Right. Yeah. So, and that's what I found out. His last statement was on State of the Union on CNN, And on that show, Kudlow bashed Trudeau for his double-crossing. He said he was a double-crosser, betrayer, did a great disservice to the G7. And then when he was asked
what's he accusing him of, though?
Trudeau did, Kudlow said he had caused collateral damage for the Korea summit with his criticism of Kim. Anyway, so that was there was some kind of a statement made about Trump going to North Korea, mm-hmm. and we were weak because we went there instead of him coming here. Anyway, the Kudlow went on to say G7 leaders ought to have wished Trump luck in negotiating with the nuclear tyrant there. So anyway, a lot of international stuff going on. When the real news is, Ocean's 8 did so well at the box office. Ray! Sandra Bullock, Sarah Paulson, Anne Hathaway. You don't like her. Rihanna, Kate Blanchett, Mindy Kaling, Helena Bonham Carter, Awkwafina. Is that a drink? No, that's a lady. Awkwafina.
Awkwafina?
Yeah, I think that she's into music, and I think that's like her rap persona, or what she goes by, Awkwafina.
Her real name. You want to know what her real name is?
It's not Awkwafina?
No.
Wow, shocker.
Any more than LL Cool J is James Brown's real name.
Well, at least James is in LL Cool J, but
that's
anyway,
true.
Proceed.
Right, yes. Awkwafina's real name is Magdalena Marla.
Huh.
I've literally never heard of this person. So
I haven't either. Apparently, she had some viral hit on YouTube, but she was pretty good. She's the person Ocean's 8 who plays like the thief. Like she's really good at grabbing stuff out of people's pockets and stuff, like Matt Damon in the original. That's her.
Right. Uh huh. She plays Matt Damon.
Exactly.
Maybe her real name is. Okay, there it is. The up and the down of the first half hour of this hour of the DJB show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. That was Kara Schillen. We all have our My Pillows. We all sleep well because of our My Pillows. Did you know they had pillow cases as well at MyPillow.com? Did you know that they had artistic travel pillows? Did you know that they have that? Did you know that they had dog beds and dog pillows? Did you know that they had sheets? Did you know that there were thousands and thousands of people that you can see testimony, the information that comes from the people who have already used the My Pillows? So sheets, travel pillows, accessory pillows, seat cushions. It's really amazing what they have. Mattresses, pet beds, pet toppers. Go to MyPillow.com. Start with a special 2 go-anywhere pillows, 2 premium pillows, half price, and then get the deals for everything else using the same formula at MyPillow.com. Don't travel without your MyPillow this summer. Don't travel without your MyPillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for fabulous bargains at MyPillow.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
About to give you the wrong time. 23 and change at the hour. DJV time. It's Tuesday, the 12th of June, in case you didn't know that. Following along with us, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen with last night's TV review of the final episode of the season of Billions. It is really very interesting. The show's writers are very crafty. They have the arch enemies. Well, I don't want to give too much away, because I get accused of being a spoiler. Mm-hmm. But the arch enemies become friends because there are new enemies. And so Damian Lewis, who plays the billionaire, and Paul Giamatti, who plays his nemesis, they become friends. Giamatti's wife in the show is the main advisor to Damian Lewis, so there's a conflict set up there. It's very clever. It's a very well done show. So if you get a chance to see it, it's on Showtime. Showtime! All right, so that's all I had time for last night. Victoria, anything with you?
No. Nothing much last night. We were cooking kind of late, and then that was pretty much it. Yep.
All right, so what's tonight? What do we have tonight to look forward to?
There's some good reality competition stuff happening tonight. 8 p.m. NBC, new episode of America's Got Talent. That is the auditions episode number 3. At 8 p.m. on Fox, Beat Shazam is back with another new episode. And, of course, that Michael Bolton stops by tonight on this episode. And that's the show that's hosted by Jamie Foxx, which is a fun...
He's good.
Yeah, it's a really fun show. Yeah. Michael Bolton's funny in a sense that he makes fun of himself a lot, which is kind of fun about,
He's got a terrible voice. I wonder if his long-distance cousin is Bolton, the advisor, the NSA guy, or whatever his job is now. You're an ambassador.
What you can start that rumor.
Yeah, right.
Also tonight in the reality world, there's a brand new episode of Below Deck Mediterranean, 9 p.m. on Bravo. On the Food Network, you can see a brand new episode of Chopped. On Discovery, new episode of Deadliest Catch. And also tonight, which is a show all of us love, 9 p.m. on Fox, a new episode of Love Connection.
Aha! All right, let's see what we have musically at 25 past the hour here on the DJV show. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. I know who she is, but I don't know who he is. What's his story?
He's on SNL. He's a writer. He does a few different skits, but not a whole lot on camera.
Yeah. Well, the two of them have been dating for a couple of weeks, and they announced yesterday they're engaged. There you go.
That's definitely going to work out well.
Yeah, I know, right? Sure. What could go wrong?
Robert Pattinson's birthday party in L.A. over the weekend. Ariana and Davidson went public as a couple of days after she announced her split from her boyfriend of 2 years, Mac Miller. In May, Davidson and Cassie David, Larry David's daughter, had also called it quits after dating on and off for a couple of years. So anyway, you want to have
a disaster.
Quick divorce, get married quickly, have a quick divorce, and be fine. All right? There it is, the big G. Is she still as popular as she's always been?
I think so. She took basically like.
So what's the attraction for this guy? What is he? Is he cute? Is he?
No, he's not cute. He's totally awkward looking. He's not cute. He's a self-proclaimed manic depressive with serious anxiety issues and all kinds of mental health problems.
Super.
Her statement after she broke up with her other boyfriend is that he has major alcohol problems. She's been dating him for years. He was just kind of verbally abusive, and so it's good. It's good that she's done with him, but I don't necessarily think it's great that she's immediately fallen in with someone else and is now engaged. That probably won't end well.
Other music news here. Macy Gray teaming up with Meghan Trainor for a new single. It's called I Try in the background here.
No, it's not.
That's not. Oh, and that's what I Try is what she started
with. Yeah, I Try was her big hit I guess in the 90s.
So now the new song,
Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy. Huh? Where'd this come from?
I don't know where'd it come from.
Well, what's the background?
I guess
background?
She must have been working in the music industry because we haven't heard anything from her from that, you know.
You're talking about Macy Gray?
Yeah, from Macy Gray.
She's got that. She, if you go back, you can find a. There it is.
Yes.
Yeah, that was their first
song.
Where's she been? I don't know. We're trying to explain that I guess she's been working in the music industry, and now she's written this new song with Meghan Trainor.
Working in the music industry as a writer, producer?
No, as a singer. She had an album in 2016. It just didn't do anything. She's not charting in a way that is going to be top 40 anymore.
She has a strange voice. Her reality is that the voice is strange.
Yes.
It's a very smoky voice. It fit very well for the first hit that she had. That's why I was sort of asking not to.
It fits well with this new song, too.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sugar Daddy, look for that. When's it going to be dropped, or is it already down?
The single is out now, and the album comes out in September, I believe.
All right, there. September got the 7. Answer to all your questions, folks, and it's only 29 after the hour.
Safety first, packing your psychological first aid kit. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Psychological bumps and bruises are a dime a dozen. You encounter them frequently, and for the most part, you've learned to just deal with them. But just as untreated physical cuts can become scars, so too can untreated psychological issues become emotional scars. So what can you do? I say, carry with you a psychological first aid kit. And the most essential tool you can put in your new kit is self-talk. Because the more you can speak accurately and effectively to yourself, the more likely you are to treat any psychological bruises that arise with the best possible care. The more you deal well with whatever comes your way, the less likely it is to leave behind emotional scars. So pack healthy self-talk in your psychological.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump holds a lengthy news briefing in Singapore after his summit with Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, after which the two men sign an agreement in which the president offers security guarantees in exchange for denuclearization. The president at that news briefing says,
"It's my honor today to address the people of the world following this very historic summit with Chairman Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Spent very intensive hours together, and I think most of you have gotten the signed document, or you will very shortly. It's very comprehensive. It's going to happen. I stand before you as an emissary of the American people to deliver a message of hope and vision and a message of peace."
And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's 26 for the hour, 34 after the hour. Turn it around either way you want. Digitalis is how we tell time here on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen presenting National Call Your Doctor Day. That's what today is, reminding especially young women to schedule their annual Well Woman examination. Making this day halfway through the year holds significance because so many women delay their routine care. Why would that be, Victoria? Why would women? Do you do? How do you handle your normal routine care, your annual physical, other things that are necessary? They say it's work or family and that sort of thing, but never pays to put off.
That's true. It's not a smart thing to do, but you know, the truth is, insurance is the number one reason why women put off, if they don't have insurance, they put off the, you know, their annual exams. And That's, and I've been in that position, and all of my friends before Obamacare came along, you know, if we weren't working, I was doing freelance stuff, and, you know, there is no insurance with that. You've got to just buy it on your own. Yeah. And so I went a few years without insurance, and my mom was constantly on my case. Oh, you've got to go and do your doctor. I know, Mom, but I don't have insurance, and I don't have $1,000 to, you know, to spend
on. $1,000 is what it costs?
Well, if you think about it, if you have insurance, you still have to pay your copay and your annual wellness exam and everything. For a woman, it's an expensive trip. It could be $500, it could be $1,000, whatever it is. It was more money than I had to spend at the time before having insurance. So I think that that's part of the reason why so many women are fighting now with defunding Planned Parenthood, because that's how women get their annual wellness checks. It's through Planned Parenthood. So a lot of things that you know, just seem like kind of a headline on TV, they are affecting real women and our lives.
Well, it affects men as well. I think that it affects men the same way. Men ought to have men's annual checkup. It ought to be that everybody, right. No matter
but
what.
But from like 18 on, women have got to have an annual gynecological exam, and there's, mm-hmm. you know, and men don't really need that until they're older. But
men, I don't know any men that need a gynecological exam.
I said the equivalent.
I know a few.
The equivalent. Yeah.
Well, you do?
Yeah.
You work with them?
No, but you know, the other thing that I've read, and I actually just read an article probably 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago maybe, about why women don't go to the doctor is they don't feel that they're healthy enough. They're waiting to lose a few pounds. They're waiting for their blood pressure to go down.
Really?
There was this huge article about women who say, oh, I'm going to go to the doctor XYZ and name whatever the criteria is, and they put off care because they don't want to be lectured or whatever it is by their doctor. So I thought that was kind of interesting too.
I have heard that because I definitely, I know some of my friends, their grandparents, their grandmothers have been that way. Oh, well, I need to lose 10 pounds and then I'll go see the doctor. You know, I've definitely heard that from older women for sure. Hmm.
Really? It has never been. Well, I'm unique, I suppose, in a manner of I've always, from the age of 24.
You have more doctors than anyone.
Yeah,
no.
You like going to the doctor.
I want to know that I'm in good shape. I want to know if there's something wrong, what it is. I don't want to avoid it. I don't want to be oblivious to it. I want to know so that I can deal with it one way or the other. And that's why I have the kind of care that I have. I've chosen. It's a priority. If I didn't have... If I had excess money, or even if I didn't, I always made sure that I went. I found a way to make it a priority. And there were plenty of years early on that I didn't have insurance either. I've worked for myself most of my life. Sometimes there was enough money to have insurance, and sometimes there wasn't. But it didn't make any difference to me. I just thought, it's just me. Everybody's different. I don't believe in second-guessing what's going on in your body. You got a question, get the answer. That's the way I feel. And then any of the health things that we do, there are a couple of different hours every week that I do a program called Good Day Health, 1 hour with Jack Stockwell, 1 hour with Ken Kronhaus. You can find a podcast of those shows every week archived at gooddayhealthshow.com. A lot of questions get answered there, people and their foibles. We all have our little quirks, or we all have our little things that bother us. And so make sure that you're taken care of. I think that, and I get a kick out of it, I don't mean this to sound self-serving, but when I go to the conventions like I did, or ever I was this past weekend, or Friday we had the Talkers Convention in New York, and I can't tell you how many people came up to me and said, wow, you never age, you look great, you're fantastic, blah, 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 blah. And it's because I take care of myself, that's all. And I was in a parade on Sunday, Flag Day parade, and people who haven't seen me for a while said the same thing. I haven't seen you for years. You look great. And I'm, please, I don't do it because I want people to tell me I look great. I do it because I value my health. It is one of the things that motivates me, is to feel good, look good, be good. I want to be good and strong for working on the farm. That's something that motivates me, and I think it's a two-way street. I think one of the reasons that I look as good and healthy as I do is because I work as hard as I do physically on the farm. It's just, they go hand in hand. Physical labor, physical work, making sure your body is strong and healthy, that's just, those are things that are important to me. Everybody's got different things that are important to them. That just happens to be. So when people say, and I, by the way, I agree with you on the Planned Parenthood. That has been the most specious argument the most ignorant, just complete ignoramuses when it comes to trying to make them look like the bad guys. And you can't talk to the political side of it. Jennifer understands this. People that are on the right, all too often, as there are people on the left that have rigid ideas about things, this guy's bad or that thing's bad because somebody else said so, it's nonsense. Planned Parenthood is a health care provider, period. Not anymore. You can get a gynecological exam at the hospital. Are you going to cut the funding to the hospital because they give gynecology? You can get abortions at lots of places. Now, Planned Parenthood has become the lightning rod.
Well, I think the issue, and this is what's been confusing for a lot of people, is that there's funding, there's public and private funding for Planned Parenthood. And so the idea is that people who are getting money from the government, a lot of people don't want their money to go to abortions. I don't. And so I think
public
that's
funding, but see, Jen, we have to be really careful with this. Public funding does not go to abortions at Planned Parenthood.
Well, and that's what Planned Parenthood says. And they always say, well, we use this part of funding for X, Y, and Z, and this part of funding for that.
But
you
have
to...
I have proven it time and time again.
You have to still respect people's concern because it is a really big issue. It's an emotional issue.
But the facts are wrong. And that's the thing. You can be emotional if you know the facts.
Yeah.
That's fine. But the facts are just, they're wrong. And that's the big problem. That what's going to happen is if you defund Planned Parenthood and all these women who use that for breast cancer screening, ovarian cancer screening, all the cancer screenings that they do, when that no longer happens, and then these women, 4 or 5 years later, have full-blown cancer, then we're really going to have a lot of a medical bill to cover.
And look,
then the public is going to have to cover.
I get it. It's very short-sighted. I don't think that Planned Parenthood is all bad, but when you have, and this is why the head of Planned Parenthood should have resigned and they should have been pushed under someone else because it just didn't look good for them. But when you have the upper levels of Planned Parenthood trying to sell body parts of babies that they've aborted,
caught on video, people
are going to go crazy. They're going to go crazy whether or not you show them an audit. And so it's a very emotional issue. They need to be very careful because they know they're being scrutinized, and
what
there probably needs to be a switch in leadership there.
Is it still the same person in charge?
No, Cecile Richards is gone.
She had to step down.
Yes, well, she retired. She wasn't forced to step down, but that was
she left
not long ago.
Should have been forced to. She should have been pushed out that day. So that was bad judgment on their part. But for people that keep saying that they're an abortion clinic, they provide abortions, but there are plenty other places that have public and private financing. Maybe it would be better if they. Over the years, said I thought that they ought not to. I don't think. I guess in my mind. This is what's frustrating about this stuff. We fund things like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, things that don't need federal money. I think I told you at one point in time when I was working in Cincinnati, the woman who ran Planned Parenthood and I were dating. I think I said that. I've said that on the air any number of times. And I learned a lot about how it really worked. And there not only there's plenty of funding for these sorts of things going on in lots of different places. A lot of different clinics do it. It just happens that because of maybe their activism, they became a lightning rod. The encouragement, the same sort of thing that we were just talking about. Go to the doctor, get a checkup. They were very vocal about that in the 80s anyway, when I knew her. And so it was one of those things that, And in Cincinnati, good God, can you imagine? They're...
conservative place.
Not a lot of progressives in Cincinnati. to wit, the first day I was on the air at WCKY, the first call I took on the air was from somebody who admitted, I'm a lifelong Cincinnati resident. You're from Boston, you liberal bastard. Get on the next plane and get out of here. That was my first call. So,
I guess you didn't have a call screener at that point?
No, I did, but I guess, that was... I was welcome to Cincinnati. Yeah, more or less said the same thing when I was in St. Louis. They're two very, the same kind of thinking goes on, just bigger. St. Louis is bigger. Anyway, the point is that there are a lot of things about what goes on there that aren't really known, and I think it's true elsewhere. It just is, the way they promote, they're very vigorous, and so they got a reputation. I guess that's.
But I think the larger issue, though, going back to Women's Wellness Day, is why how this all got started. Yeah. Whether it's Planned Parenthood or another type of clinic like that that, you know, doesn't provide abortion services or just provides health and cancer screenings, whatever it is, we have got to look at the future of women's health, because if we take away these types of services, when I had no insurance and I needed to be on birth control pills because I had a medical condition that birth control pills helped solve and helped me get through the day without pain, I didn't have insurance and it wasn't covered. It was $60 a month. And when I was first starting working, $60 a month to add on to everything else was just too much. And Planned Parenthood was the only place I could go. And it was subsidized. And, you know, when you can go there for, I've used it for several different things, having to, you know, not having insurance and not having a general practitioner and needing to go for certain things. It's, if we don't look at protecting women's health care, we're going to have such a huge bill on the other end of this. You know, we talk about there's very little prevention in this country with medicine, and it's a really stupid way to
medicine
go.
Medicine is run by the drug companies in this country. Right. That's it. And the American Medical Association. That's it.
And they want to see you sick so they can treat you.
Of course. Yeah. Exactly. Sports news. Let's get to LeBron James. The rumor about him is that he's going to go to either Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Houston, or Boston, or where is he going to stay, in Cleveland, or maybe he'll take just a year. What would it be like if you played for a different team every week? That'd be kind of fun.
Every week?
Just be a free agent. Be a real free agent. This week you play for Cleveland, next week you play for Boston, the week after that you play for Philadelphia, week after that you play for L.A.,
I don't know that
favorite.
Any player would want to do that.
That'd be interesting.
I don't know that any team would want that. I know that the Dodgers have a new ambidextrous pitcher. Have you heard about this guy?
He's either side, really?
Yeah, he has
a
six-finger glove. And he can switch it back and forth and pitch right or left-handed. And they had to create a rule for him that says you can't do that in the same batter. So, like, he could pitch right-handed to one batter and left-handed to another, but you can't switch back and forth during the same batter. Isn't that interesting?
Interesting. Yeah, very much so. All right, so, Victoria, what's the story on LeBron James? Angels, good deck.
Who?
LeBron James at free agency.
Well, it, as you were saying, Doug, it's so much speculation. It's the biggest story in the NBA right now. Where will he go? Will he stay in Cleveland? That is still a possibility. Philadelphia, the 76ers have been lobbying really, really intensely to get him. The Lakers want him. Houston wants him. So at this point, his buddy Dwayne Wade said for LeBron, basketball-wise, it's not really going to come down to where, you know, what team does he want to play for. It's really going to be more about a lifestyle decision because of his family. And LeBron himself, after they lost the finals on Friday to Golden State, LeBron said, I have no idea at this point. The one thing that I've always done is considered, obviously, my family, understanding especially where my boys are in this point in their life right now, because they were a lot younger the last time he moved. And so that was 4 years ago. Now he's got a teenager and a preteen and a little girl. So he said he has to figure out where his family will thrive, and that's going to ultimately be his decision. And so they're pretty ingrained in Cleveland, and he's got so many charity things happening there. I don't think anyone would be surprised if he just stays in Cleveland. But, you know, he's a free agent, so they've got to come up with the money.
Yep, they do. All right, Jennifer, Yankees farm team, new name. This is exciting. Wow, look at this. I think everybody will be excited about the name for the Yankees farm team. No, maybe not.
I'll take it, since I'm a New Yorker. The Staten Island Yankees will now actually be called the Staten Island Pizza Rats. Now, the reason for this, do you remember a couple years ago the viral video of the rat in New York City in the subway carrying an entire slice of pizza down the stairs?
Okay.
So the pizza rat he was the number one or in the top five Halloween costumes that year. He was all over SNL. The pizza rat became a big thing. And so back at the time, I think this was like maybe 2015. And so the Staten Island Yankees wanted to change their name to the Pizza Rats. Well, the politicians locally were not in favor of that. However, in 2018, they will officially be the Pizza Rats for all of their home games this season.
10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
After the hour on the DJV program, it's Tech Talk time with Victoria Keevan bringing a couple of items to the surface, sharing her knowledge on, for example, net neutrality. It is officially over, gonzo, finito. So now one wonders, how are people in the hinterlands going to get any kind of service at all without being screwed, blued, and tattooed? So what's the story?
Well, yeah, that is the big question. So net neutrality officially ended on June 11th, and so now everyone's wondering, well, what next? So what happened is, and just a quick refresh, so the net neutrality, it's rules that President Obama's administration put into effect that essentially stopped internet service providers, Verizon, Comcast, wherever you get your internet from, it stopped them from being allowed to prioritize content from big companies who paid more than small businesses and things like that. They can't create slow lanes if you're in a rural area. They can't treat you. They have to treat everybody equally. That's what net neutrality was. It's making everything neutral on the net. That's where the name came from. And so now, unfortunately, it's gone. And now they can do literally, legally, whatever they want. Individual states are taking action on their own. 29 states have introduced bills that keep certain components of net neutrality alive. Of those 29 states, however, 12 of of them have already failed to pass their proposed bills. There are a lot more pending. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, Oregon, Washington, and Vermont have successfully passed net neutrality legislation. Governors from Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, Montana, Rhode Island, and Vermont have signed executive orders to keep it in place. Now, again, as soon as a new governor comes in, that can also be revoked if they, you know, if they don't like how it's going. If you are wondering where your state is in this process, you can go to ncsl.org. That's the National Conference of State Legislatures. And so we'll put this up on the Facebook page. Go to ncsl.org, and you can find out what's going on in your state, if there's legislation that's on the books, if it has been passed. And so you can figure out, you know, what's going to happen with your bill. Now, that's another thing. Keep an eye on your bill. This is a time where things might get a little shady. Always check your bill every single month. Make sure that there are no new charges on there or that they haven't downgraded your speed. So compare month to month. It's not a bad thing. It'll only take a few minutes. Verizon and Comcast have so far promised, in big air quotes, that they will maintain an open internet, but there's nothing holding them to that. And so if you want to trust Verizon and Comcast, okay. If you're like me, I tend to be a little more skeptical on things like that. So, of course, the best way to do this is constantly, as much as you can, write to Congress, reach out to your state representatives, make your voice heard that net neutrality, it just can't go away completely.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's that. And now here's Netflix releasing the trailer for the first comic book series being it's going to be in the stores later this month.
The Geek Out.
Netflix is getting into the comic book business. The ever-expanding content creator has released a trailer for its first comic book called The Magic Order, which is the first byproduct from Netflix's purchase of Millar World, the publishing company of the comic book industry superstar Mark Millar, formerly of Marvel and creator of Kick-Ass. Now, the comic will hit stores on June 13th and tells the story of how magicians protect Earth and mankind. Now, the series will last 6 issues, but the goal is to supply stories that can later be converted into live-action and animated versions. Now, note on Millar. Between his Marvel and his own stuff, he's generated over $4 billion in box office revenue. We've posted the trailer for The Magic Order on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, here's some news on the Chinese phone maker ZTE. What are they up to?
Yeah, they're back in the news. So just a week after President Trump said he had struck a deal with them, with the company of ZTE, to allow them to be using their parts in American cell phones again, the Senate has actually, in somewhat of a surprising move, they have adopted a measure that's going to block the Trump administration's deal with ZTE, and essentially it will probably force ZTE into bankruptcy. And so they said it's an issue of national security and that the deal that Trump struck up with them, even though they were going to pay $1 billion in penalties, it was still not enough, and that they are a company that just absolutely cannot be trusted. And every one of my friends in the tech world have said the same thing. They couldn't believe that President Trump even signed a deal with them, because they're like the shadiest of shady companies. So hopefully for now, they won't have their parts in American cell phones. They were spying on people.
There aren't many people in your friends that would like anything Trump does. This was a bomb.
No, it has nothing to do with him. They just, it's ZTE themselves.
Yeah, not a good deal. All right, that's it. 59 after the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.